Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Rick from Shelton is. Rick, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Rick has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What color are the NFL goalposts?
White.
No.
Red.
No.
Blue?
No. What is the name of the French bread shaped like a long stick?
Baguette.
Correct. Who voices the title character in the new Garfield movie?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Pass.
How many justices serve on the United States Supreme Court?
12.
No.
9.
Yes. Celine Dion suffers from a disorder, SPS, which stands for what?
Skinny person syndrome?
No.
Pass.
Paper is the traditional gift for how many years of marriage?
2.
No.
3.
No.
5.
No. Which country takes its name from the Latin word for silver?
Pass.
What early 80s year did Dolly Parton release her hit song 9 to 5?
83.
No.
Rick,
you sure did. No. You got 2 correct. Ooh. You know,
that is a gigantic loss.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
Wait, what was it? Was it a gigantic?
Gigantic.
I mean, probably will be. Steve, are you ready?
Gigantic. Which is a great Pixies song.
It is.
What color are the NFL goalposts?
They are yellow.
They are. What is the name of the French bread shaped like a long stick?
French bread.
No.
Oh, baguette.
Correct.
I love them.
Who voices the title character in the new Garfield movie?
Thomas Jane?
No.
Tom Sizemore?
No.
Pete Davidson?
No. How many justices serve on the United States Supreme Court?
6.
No.
9.
Yeah.
Yes.
Celine Dion suffers from the disorder SPS, which stands for what?
Oh, stiff person syndrome.
Yes. Paper is the traditional gift for how many years of marriage?
1 year?
Yes. Yeah. Which country takes its name from the Latin word for silver?
Silverado?
No. I love that country.
Spain?
No.
America.
No. What early 80s year did Dolly Parton release her hit song 9 to 5?
80.
Yes.
Whoa.
How did you
Dolly
know that?
Fan.
What? Steve?
I didn't. I just guessed.
You got 6 correct, which is a gigantic win.
Gigantic
6
win.
To 2. Congratulations.
Another one bites the dust.
Gigantic.
Another one bites the dust.
Seattle is celebrating something gigantic.
I love Tipsy Taryn.
Tipsy Taryn.
Get her home safely, Brad.
Who voices the title character in the new Garfield movie?
No clue.
No one knows?
No.
I didn't even know they were making another Garfield movie.
Oh, yeah. It's out now in theaters. Chris Pratt voices Garfield.
You want some of him's lasagna, huh?
Okay.
Oh, I guess so. In which country takes its name from the Latin word for silver?
Country, silver. I have
no. I know. I could hear your brain just like, another country.
My brain was slowly turning off.
It was. It's Argentina.
Of course.
Of course. Congratulations, Steve. You still won.
The Daily Migs Show.
A recent survey was conducted, and it asked people what song they would want to hear in their final moments, you know.
Okay, so this isn't music that's getting played when you're already dead.
It's like music for the end of your life.
You're like 1 foot out the door.
Yes, exactly.
Deuces, everybody.
Final moments, what would your swan song be? So this survey revealed the top 5. Here is number 1.
When there was doubt.
Yeah. Sarah just had this look like, what the hell is this? And spit it out!
Oh boy.
Come on.
Is this like Dean Martin or something?
Close enough. Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
And did it my way.
Am I the only one that feels this?
I mean, if I'm going to listen to one final song before I go, it's not that.
Really?
No.
I've never liked this song.
All right, fine. How about this version of My Way? I think maybe we could all agree that this is maybe the right one. Would you listen to this?
Yeah, sure.
It's my way.
My way or the highway.
And then spit it out.
I would choose Limp Bizkit all day.
I would too. But come on, Frank Sinatra, that's such an iconic song.
It certainly is.
It always gets me choked up whenever if someone has like a montage of maybe a player retiring in like a sport and then they play that. I get all choked up on that crap.
Here is number 2 on the list of the most requested end of life songs.
Why? I'd like to get choked up and not hear that song.
I don't understand why this would be an end of the life song.
Well, for your significant other. I'm leaving, but I will always love you, Danny.
Okay. Was this like the end of Ghost or something?
No, Bodyguard.
The best-selling soundtrack of all time, by the way. And did you know that this song hit number 1 3 times already? Number 1 when Dolly did it.
It's originally done by Dolly Parton.
Number 1 when Whitney did it, and then number 1 after Whitney passed.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the generation gap, though. Even though I hate the music of Whitney Houston, I don't care about that song. That song does have some kind of a meaning because of the movie.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to hear it. So this is the Dolly Parton version.
No.
Sarah hates Dolly so much.
Oh, let's keep playing it then.
Dolly is my girl.
You can have her.
All right, fine.
Number 3 on the list of the most requested end-of-life songs.
You're simply the best.
I better be playing Beat Migs if this happens. This is kind of... This is for the true narcissist. I'm out, but I'm still the best, bitches.
Okay, I like it now. I like it. Okay, all right.
You're going to F with this one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, man, this is such a great music video, too.
Number 4 on the list of the most requested end-of-life songs.
Okay.
All right, I'm good with that one.
Right.
We don't need to hear that. Do we need to hear the Wizard of Oz song?
No.
I think, unless it's Kermit the Frog singing it, I don't want to hear it. And even, I don't want to hear it that way. Unless Patrick Mahomes sings it after losing a game for a change.
I feel like everyone around you would want to die. Like, you're listening to that song while you're dying.
It's brutal. And rounding out the top 5 most requested end-of-life songs...
Oh, yeah, Danny and I want to hear this.
All day.
When your Hooters girl's on Sunday at the Halloween hullabaloo.
Well, that's kind of morbid. Is that going to be the last day on the planet for Danny and I?
No, we're just going to be frolicking on the stage to this.
This is a weird one, though.
This is so weird.
Because the fun is about to end.
Ugh. Yeah, you're going to have fun in heaven? Like, what?
I mean, you are.
Or in hell.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A contestant on Wheel of Fortune made an all-time bad guess this past Monday.
All-time amazing guest.
The answer was give yourself a round of applause. But he guessed, treat yourself a round of sausage. And if you missed it, here is that moment.
I'd like to buy you.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
No. That secret is like, oh. Also, mind you, the word it was applause, and the letter A was already turned over. So it wasn't like as if like the A was missing, and he was like, well, maybe it's sausage. I don't know.
He just panicked.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
Although, Will, I kind of like yours better. That sounds better than just clapping right now.
Yeah, sausage over clapping any day of the week.
Now, Pat Sajak's daughter, Maggie, she does a lot with the show, and afterwards she was talking to Will about what exactly happened.
All right, Will, we had a little miss-solve in the first game.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
So they're doing like post-game interviews, like the NFL?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you walk me through how you're feeling?
Yeah, I tell you, when the lights are on and, you know, the stars and Ryan, Seacrest, Vanna White, I just went blank. But if your dad in retirement is watching the show, maybe cracks a beer and gets a laugh, it was worth it.
Okay, I will make sure that we tune in that night, okay?
Great, yes.
That's a promise
awesome.
I will make to you.
And I'm sure I'm going to have sausages in my locker and police car when I get back. So we'll try to have some fun with it.
Okay, he's a cop. That's amazing. I just love his attitude about it all.
Yes.
I feel like this is exactly how Ray Gunn should be acting. You know, when something silly and embarrassing happens, like Ray Gunn the break dancer, instead of just being mad and upset and trying to, like, you know, avoid it, just wrap your arms around it and just have fun with it.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
So many people are having a blast on social media, goofing on his screw up. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yep. We found some of those comments, sent them to Jason, said reenact them however you want. And of course, some people just get a little too worked up about Wheel of Fortune on social media. You ready for the first comment?
Oh, yeah.
This guy won $10,000 somehow. America.
That's right, because he ended up winning some money.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Like, he's struggling that bad.
The pressure. The sausage.
I mean, he's probably been practicing his whole life.
I know. I was like, this is the moment, babe. I'm going to do it, and we're going to crush it. I watch this show all the time. Everybody's going to sausage for me.
Oh, boy.
I mean, applause for me.
Goof on him all you want, but Will used this moment to raise money for a local food bank, and his buds gifted him an apron with his answer on it. LOL.
All right, thanks for making us all feel bad for making fun of the guy. That is pretty cool that he had a big watch party and raised a bunch of money and donated it to a food bank. And also his friends just clowning on him. It's fantastic.
I bet the food bank is accepting a lot of sausage right now.
Since he was freely exchanging letters, he should have said, treat yourself a pound of sausage.
What was the company that now...
Johnsonville.
Johnsonville, the sausage. Yes, they put the quote or the answer on like their packaging and put it up on their social media, which I thought was hilarious.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
You never been to a bar and bought a round of sausage for everyone?
If I was at a bar and someone bought a round of sausage, I would be ecstatic.
Oh, yeah. That one time in Dallas we did that, right, Danny? That was a good time.
What?
Yeah, we bought sausage for everybody. It was
awesome.
Was that
at the male strip club?
Was I for this?
You were getting an Uber. You didn't come back in. You missed out on it. It was fun.
I guess so.
It's the best time.
Imagine being arrested by him. And then as he is reading you your rights, you say, hey, aren't you that sausage guy from Wheel of Fortune, officer?
That would be pretty funny.
I love it.
I had a moment a little bit different than that, but when I had my wedding, and I've told you guys how I had a magician at our wedding. And that was his side hustle. Like, that's what he was, like, one of those David Blaine street magicians. And he was going around table to table, just making things turn on and fire, putting things in his eyelid, pulling it out of the other one. And people were freaking out. It was a great time. His actual job at the time, he's no longer a cop, but he was a cop. He was a police officer somewhere in the South End. And one of my buddies who was at my wedding came over to me and was losing his mind. He's like, "Your magician once arrested me." I was like, "Excuse me, what?" And then I went over to the guy that was the cop slash magician. He's like, "I thought he looked familiar."
Is that one of his tricks, though, escaping from handcuffs?
Apparently so. Oh. It was like a minor in possession many, many years before the wedding. But it was just like, it was like one of those dumb moments where it's like, of course, the magician's the guy who once arrested
you. Some people have a side hustle.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, recently had an appearance on the Madhouse Chronicles podcast, and Ozzy revealed that he is not completely sober. Here's Ozzy talking about it.
Do you feel happier now?
Not happier, but I'm not completely sober. I use a bit of marijuana from time to time.
Right, right. But you're not out of your head on coke and booze and all the rest of it.
No, I mean, I'm lucky. My wife kicked my butt all the time. She would make life so difficult.
Isn't life easier for you?
Much
now?
Easier.
Like, you just don't have to think about it.
With the marijuana,
shit.
She'll find it and get rid of it.
Life is easier because I'm so baked I don't have to deal with the craziness that is my wife. Is that what I'm getting at?
Pretty much.
I've always heard stories of, like, Motley Crue shared the stories, and other bands said touring with Ozzy, there's two different Ozzys. There's touring with Ozzy when it's just Ozzy, and then it's just full on debauchery. And then it's touring with Ozzy with Sharon, and then it's when Ozzy's a very good boy.
Wow.
And also the opening bands are also very good boys. Like, I mean, relative. I'm sure they're still partying, but they're just not as crazy as they are when Sharon's not around.
Like Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I want to get your take on this, because when I hear that, when people are like, I hear this so often when people are like, "Oh, I just celebrated 5 years of sobriety." I'm like, I'm positive you're not sober with everything. Like, I have some friends that they'll smoke a ton of weed, or they'll do some other types of, like, hallucinogenics, like mushrooms or things along those lines. They just don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And look, I think that's awesome. Whatever's going to make you feel like you're in a better space and you could be a better human being, I'm not here to judge you for that. I will judge you, though, when you say I'm 5 years sober when you're not really technically sober. I'm not going to fight with them about it. I don't care that much. But I feel like if you don't drink alcohol for 5 years, you just say, "I'm alcohol-free for 5 years."
And that's what my husband is. He is alcohol-free, and he just, I think it was 11 years this past year since he had his last sip of alcohol.
Freaking amazing.
But he never calls himself sober. And he's even had people ask him, like, "Hey, you want to take me to your AA meeting?" And he's like, "Well, I don't really go to AA meetings because I don't feel like I deserve a chip because I still use the devil's lettuce."
Right. Last time I went to an AA meeting, I was really stoned. It was
right?
Awkward.
It's like, no. Yeah, I'm not going to go to that. But so he'll say he's alcohol-free. I know there's also the term California sober, which means, you know.
What is that?
That means you smoke weed and you don't drink alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, California sober is like, yeah, I don't drink booze, but I like the jazz cabbage.
Do they have their own coin that has, like, a little pot leaf on it?
Maybe that should be a thing. I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, again, like, it's not going to really bother me that much, but I always kind of cringe when someone's like, "I've been sober." I'm like, "I saw you last weekend ripping a bong hit. Like, what are you talking about? You're not sober."
Alcohol-free, that is the term.
Yeah. Alcohol-free, that makes sense. It's kind of like, I'd rather call myself a plant-based weirdo, because when people are like, when you're vegan, like, then they're just like, "Well, that had butter in it." I'm like, I'm trying my best, man. But sometimes it's just, I can't avoid certain things. Like, I do my best, but, like, mainly just because I know how my body is, and I've been healthier and feel better because I haven't been eating a lot of dairy and meat. But I'm not going to, like, you never hear me staying on top of a mountaintop being like, "I'm vegan." Like, I like calling myself a plant-based weirdo because of that.
Now, I have a question for you. You've been a plant-based weirdo for some amount of time now.
A few years.
If you eat something that you think might be plant-based, and then, can you pick up on the fact that there's real butter in there or if there's some dairy
no,
in there? You can't. Do you?
I'm
mean,
not good at that.
Can't? Are there vegans that can do that? Like, you know immediately if there's...
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet. I mean, I feel like you had to have been then somebody who enjoyed dairy and meat before at some point in order to be able to differentiate the two. Like,
sure.
If someone just was like, right now, like, Tatum's never had any meat and, for the most part, not had any dairy, so I don't think she'd ever be able to tell the difference. Until, like, maybe, and I've always said, like, if she decides one day, she's like, "Dad, I want to enjoy you know, chicken nuggets, real chicken nuggets. I'm like, let's go to McDonald's.
Let's
you know,
go. Barbecue
like,
sauce all the way.
Like we basically have made the like we're like we'll raise her this way, but when the time comes that she wants to make her own decisions, we're not gonna be like, you cannot if you want to live in this house.
Yeah, that's you awesome. Know? I think that's great.
Just, but she's just so like. She's such an animal freak. Like, even when we've asked her, like, do you want to eat that? She's like, no, that was a cow. I love cows. I'm like, okay. You know, we'll see. We'll revisit this in a couple of years, and we'll see where you're at. But, like, if we're at a birthday party, and everyone's having cupcakes, and there's nothing that, you know, something where it's like, what are we going to do? Tell her she can't enjoy a cupcake with
while
all these
other
kids
are eating them.
While all the other kids are having then all of a sudden she's going to have resentment towards, you know, how she's eating.
Yeah, that's tough. I think you guys are doing it right.
I have no idea.
Wait, does she shame other kids for eating meat yet?
Oh, yeah. She'll throw blood on another kid and say, meat is murder.
That might come.
And no, it happened yesterday in preschool. I'm kidding. No.
I mean, you're joking,
shame anyone.
But woo! Get
do
to
you?
Her. I used to. Oh, I used to.
Not anymore, though.
No, not anymore. I'm way chiller now. But are you kidding?
Which is crazy for her to say that.
I went. I remember I went to a family Thanksgiving. I think I was like 8 or 9. And I bitched everyone out who was eating turkey.
So you must be fun at parties.
I am now. Just give me some booze.
Just come
Man,
a long
imagine
way.
Imagine being your parents and being there. And you're just like, sorry about our daughter. We'll just leave now.
Oh, we were never invited back.
I can't wait for one day Sarah just gets so drunk and then we just find her passed out in her room with chicken nuggets just sprayed all over the room.
I swear to God, if I ever become pregnant.
And she's like David Hasselhoff with a half-eaten hamburger, but she's just laying on the floor. She's like, I made a bad choice. But I love it.
I love it. Oh, yeah. If I'm pregnant, I joke, like, I'm just going to crave blood.
If you had to pick one thing, like, is there anything that is meat-based that you've always wanted to try?
Probably bacon.
Oh yeah, it's
because
great.
Everyone so just good. Says how amazing bacon is.
I'm a fan.
I don't think I'll like it, but that's probably like the one thing. Or just a chicken nugget.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, chicken nugget you'd love.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just universal. Bacon I think smells better than it tastes personal.
Yeah, I really don't Ooh. Think you'd like bacon.
Yeah.
And especially just because I know you hate all the popular things. So you'd just be like, nah.
And that's I don't true. Think bacon sucks or anything like
no.
that. But I think people overhype
it. It's overrated.
Well, I disagree. However, right now.
Wow, you look really troubled by this.
Yeah, you're fighting words, y'all. The Daily Migs Show.